Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't worry, your mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say,
I just wanna hear you.
Destroy them.
men, women, and children. We left no survivor, but the livestock and the plumber, the town we had captured, we carried out for ourselves. From Aero on the rim of the Avon George, and from the town in the George, even as far as Gillen. Not one town was too strong for us. The Lord our God gave us all of them, but in accordance with the command of the Lord our God, you did not encroach on any of the land of the Amorites, neither the land along the course of Jabbok, nor that around the town in the hill. I read the whole entire chapter 2.
Amen.
Okay, we did have a couple callers to call in. I see Dot. Good evening.
Good evening.
And Brother Daniel.
Hello, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll do a roll call, and if I miss anyone, please let me know. I have Hubert, Mom, Angela, Auntie Janet, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, and Brother Daniel. Did I miss anyone? And my staff, of course. Okay, let's see here. Yeah, that's it. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellum Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Thank you for the cross, Lord, the blood you shed for me, for your new mercy every day, your grace and liberty. Thank you for my friends, Lord, and all my family. Keep each one near to your heart and hold them tenderly. Thank you for my ears to hear and for my eyes to see. When I am still and read your word, please show the truth to me. When I rise up each morning and give my day to you, let the sun rise in my heart and let his love shine through. Before I make decisions, remind me I must pray. Let everything I say and do be in a loving way. Reach out to others through me, the hurting, the sad, and lost, as Jesus gave his life for me. Lord, I will pay the cost. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen.
Thank you for that blessing, Hubert. Amen. Okay, let's see here. We'll go ahead and get started. Oh, we got another caller. Auntie Marie. Good evening.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Full house tonight. Praise God. Okay, let's see. We'll go ahead and get started. Let's see here. Auntie Betty, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Coming from John, chapter 12, starting at verse 44. That Jesus cried and said, "He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that sees me, sees him that sent me. I am come a light unto the world, that whosoever believe on him shall not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I come not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that reject me and receive not my word has one that judge him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of John. Next, I'll go to Auntie Maria. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight? Auntie Marie.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. Let's see here. Mom, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Romans 5:1-11. Say something for nothing. The notion of pulling oneself up by the bootstrap is a recruiting theme in American culture. It assumes that individual can, by hard work and sheer force of will, lift themselves out of undesirable lifestyle and depressing economic circumstance, regardless of our comfort level with the bootstrap theory. There is one area of life in which it can never apply. That is the spiritual realm. Paul reminds us that while we were yet without the moral and spiritual strength to live in a right relationship with God, God dispatched Jesus to redeem our soul. Jesus, the Alpha and Omega, was one who knew no sin. He took our sin to the cross that we might find pardon and eternal salvation with God. Paul knocked all humanity into one category. All of us are sinners who can once rejoice that God freely gave us salvation, the gift of life in Jesus Christ. We cannot earn salvation by good work or by hard work. We cannot lift ourselves into a kingdom of God by our bootstraps. We can only reach out and receive God's free gift. As we do, we should say thank you by living that are totally submitted to God and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm sorry, Mom, I didn't get where you was reading from.
Romans 5:1-11.
Roman. Okay. Thank you very much for that reading out of Romans. Next, I'll go to Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from my red book, A Word of Encouragement from the Lord. He has made us kings and priests unto God. We must stand on this word, even though our current circumstances say contrary. Remember that David was anointed king by God through Samuel long before he actually sat on the throne. He was no less God's anointed through the years of wait. In every peril, every trial, when David despaired of life, the Lord was still in control. Through every failure and victory, in darkness and in light, through fear and faith, the Lord was and still is the Almighty. He says that we are a mighty, that we are mighty men and women of valor. Don't let the enemy dispute this in our hearts and minds. When the walls seem to close in on us, and it seems that we're in utter darkness, he says this to us, Hammond and all, stand. Stand on my word. Stand on my promises. Stand on the fact that I am, that I am. Be encouraged. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of the prayer book, red prayer book.
Yes.
Next, I'll go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from John 15:12-17. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love than no man hath. Wait a minute. Greater love than no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friend. You are my friend if you do whatsoever commanded you. Henceforth, I call you not servant, for a servant know not what the Lord does, but I call you friend, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that you should love one another. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of John. I would go next, and I'm coming out of the red prayer book, and I just feel a need to read this on, let's see here, spiritual door prayer. And it goes on to say, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that you shut any doors that needs to be shut in our lives and open any doors that needs to be opened in the spiritual and in the natural realm of our lives. Holy, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over the doorways, and ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless so they can run, so they cannot come back through those doorways ever again. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Praise
amen.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Luke chapter 10, 1 through 12, and 16 through 20. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the worker of few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lamb among wolves. Do not take a purse, a bag, or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, pray, say, peace to this house. If anyone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves this wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter the town and are welcome,
eat what is offered to you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them the kingdom of God has come near to you. But when you enter a town and are not welcome, go into the street and say, even the dust on your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more valuable on the day for Sodom than for the town. Whoever listens to you, listen to me. Whoever rejects you, reject me. But whoever rejects me, reject him who sent me. The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submitted to us in your name. He replied, I saw Satan fall into lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample over on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not reject that the Spirit submit to you, but rejoice that your name are written in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, I.T. Dodd, out of Luke. Next, I go to Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
The title of my prayer is Cares and Weaknesses. Lord God, you are our strength. Hold our hand in our weaknesses and teach our hearts to form. With you, there's nothing to worry about. So hold us tight in your grace so that we can be stronger than the challenges we face in life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And Angela, I didn't get where you was coming out of. What?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, you're reading?
I didn't say I don't know. It's just a prayer.
Okay, all right. We can deal with that. Amen, amen. All right, okay, Brother Daniel, are you going to speak to us today?
Yeah,
I just
want to say hello to everybody. Taz, I'm just going to be a listener tonight.
Okay.
Good to hear everybody's voice, though. Amen.
Amen to that.
Amen. Amen.
Good to hear you. Glad you joined us today. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's see here. Brother Hubert, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
He was with God in the beginning. To him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that was being made. In him was life. That life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that life, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The truth of the new life to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor human decision, or a husband will, but born of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for that reading here, but out of John. Amen. Amen. Okay, now if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all you do for our sick and shut-ins. And we ask that you look upon our sick and shut-ins with eyes of mercy. May your healing hand rest upon our sick and shut-ins. And we are speaking of family, friends, and loved ones. And we ask that your life-giving power flows into every cell of their body and into the depths of their soul, cleansing, purifying, and restoring them to wholeness and strength. And may we learn to abide in you, who is our Lord and our God. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay, we have reached a part where we recognize birthdays, and I'm looking at the week of July the 7th through the 13th. Any birthdays we need to recognize?
Today, my son Eddie is the 9th.
Eddie
Allen.
The 9th, okay. Any other birthdays, guys?
Yeah. My grandson Isaiah today, the 7th.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
How about Shantanay on the 9th? We have Auntie Wileen on the 10th.
Yes.
Amen.
We have Vanessa on the 16th. How far did she go? The
13th?
Okay.
11th? I am.
Okay, all right. There's quite a bit of birthdays celebrating this week. Okay, Mom, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song tonight?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Happy birthday.
Oh, happy.
Sound like you had some help right there.
Thank God for the help.
Praise God. Praise God. Okay. All right. We have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it's a praise for a testimony, song, or poem. And I would like to go first, and I'm being led by the Spirit to play this song this week because we're living in a dark world, and this song helped me stay focused on God, and I hope it does the same for you. And it actually reflects back to what Auntie Janet shared with us, that the reading that she did was that we are to stand on God's words and his promises. Amen.
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 Close my eyes,
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Okay, all right. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
I was not able to sing it. I would have been sounding like Daniel, getting all choked up.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Just
amen.
Know that He walks with you. Amen.
Praise Him, Lord. Yeah.
Praise God. Okay. Let's see here. Let's see. Auntie Janet, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem that you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would like to stay in the red book. I will worship you. Sometimes this child can feel so weak, and words of faith are hard to speak, because it seems my prayer falls on deaf ears. In the silence, I may shed some tears, but my faith is not in how I feel. Though the threat of harm can seem so real, and should this whole world fall apart, deep within my heart of hearts, I know that I will worship. I will worship. I will worship you in the warmth of the bright sunlight, in the coldness of the darkest night. Oh, Lord, I would draw near. As you wash away my fear, I will cling to you, and I will sing to you, be praises and worship. I'll worship you, Jesus. I will worship you. Oh, Lord, my God, I will worship you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. I teach Janet out of the Red Prayer Book. Okay. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of the Red Prayer Book. Go along to paint for us. When you ever watch the sunset, the thing is really crashed upon the sand. And look up into the sky to see birds flying above the land. Have you ever watched two deer play, or seen a wolf howl at the moon, or see a shooting star in the sky on a hot summer night in June? Have you ever watched the snow fall, or seen ice hanging from a tree, or see two kids making a snowman for their family to see? Have you ever watched a wounded little bird, or seen two strangers fall in love, or seeing two families walk together through an everlasting love? Have you ever watched a miracle happen, or seen a sinner be born again, or know that life is so precious because God painted it with His own hand? Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of the Red Prayer Book. Next, I'll go to Angela. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Pass.
I'm sorry, did I hear her say pass?
Yes.
Yeah, I almost got choked there. Okay, let's see here. Auntie Dot. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm going to read Pledge Allegiance to the Christian Flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life, liberty to all who believe. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that pledge, Auntie Dot. Next, I'll go to Auntie Marie. Any prayer, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Amen. Okay, let's see here. Mom, any prayer, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Well, I'm coming out of the Red Prayer Book of Psalm 67 prayer. I know, Lord, that all of my happiness come from your mercy. So I pray that you'll be merciful to me. I ask you, Lord, to continue to cause your face to shine upon you. Keep me from my sin. I need your grace and blessing. Everything that I have, everything that I need, come from you and you alone. Most of all, I need you. I need to know you. I need to have the light of your face shine on me. So, Father, show grace to me. Bless me abundantly and help me to remember that you give your blessing. Give your blessing that I might be a blessing to others. Lord, show me your ways that I might humble teaching your way to others. Thank you, Lord, for saving my life now and for eternity, that I might give my life for the salvation of others. Father, help me to not look so intent on the gift you give, that you have given me, that I will no longer seek your face. Help me to not cling to my blessings so tightly that I can't open my hand to give to others. Help me to trust your sufficiency, your abundance, and that whatsoever is for your glory is ultimatum. Excuse me. For my good, no matter of the cost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of the Red Prayer Book. Next, I go to Auntie Carrie. Any prayer, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to read this small poem by Stephen Michael Shoemaker. Angels are healing. Angels are healing. Sweet angel divine, true service of God, and gracious and kind. Oh, beautiful wings of God, holy light, she give me hope in the darkness of the night, bringing God comfort, the touch of his grace, his love, his tender, and his gentle embrace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful poem, Auntie Carrie. Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Betty. Any prayer, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I would like to share. I'm from 1 John chapter 5. It says, whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that begotten, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcome the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bears witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believes not God has not made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the comfort then that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. If any man sees his brother sin, a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall be given him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that you shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one touch him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in weakness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and has given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God, the eternal life. Little children, keep yourself from idols. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of John. I have to say, John's very popular today. Even my pastor spoke on John today at church. So John is very popular today.
All right.
Amen.
Praise God. It is so good to hear that everybody's put some work through those red prayer book. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's see. Is there anything anyone else would like to share before we go into our closing prayer?
Laura, this is not Betty. Thank you for playing that song. It did so much to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, I've been playing that song all week, and I still can't say it without filling up.
I know, and I've been crying ever since. I was so glad you paid me for legs
because
I couldn't function. Oh,
yeah,
Lord,
I fell in love with that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. It lifts my spirit.
The spirit out.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, all right. I would like to welcome Auntie Janet back. We miss you.
Amen.
Amen.
I've been traveling here and there.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said it's good to be back. I have been traveling here and there. On Sundays, we are used to out with the family doing something. But I've been, heart has been with y'all. I haven't forgotten.
You go ahead on. You go ahead on, young lady.
I'm praying. Thank you for praying for me.
Right.
And Retta. There are two names.
I'm sorry.
If you could add to you. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, now I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. There are two names if you would add to the prayer list, please. One is Andrew, who is more or less at the point of death. And I got a call just before the prayer line, and I told him I would ask you to, I would request prayer for him on your prayer line. And then there's another one, name is Charles. He's having a meltdown. So there are two men who desperately need our prayers.
Okay, and is this the same Charles that we added a while back?
No, this one is
okay. Okay. All right. Okay, so I have Andrew and Charles added to the list.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Let's see here. Yeah. Welcome, Daniel. Daniel, we welcome you back.
Amen.
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 Okay, and I just want to remind everyone to remember to continue to pray for Sister Shirley. Even though she's not here, we still have to keep her in our prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, if there's nothing else to be shared, everyone can bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
Dear God, we want to take a minute not to ask you for anything, but to simply say thank you for all that we have.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Was that an amen?
Yeah. We didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it either. Ansel, can you repeat that, please?
I'll do it again. Dear God, we want to take a minute not to ask you for anything, but to simply say thank you for all that we have. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see here. Before I go into the conclusion, I would like to inform Auntie Janet and maybe Auntie Marie that for a while now we have been assigning parts to the program so you guys won't get so bored with just Angela and I reading everything. So I'm going to put that out there, and if you would like to do any one of these that I put out here, just let me know your name. I have Deuteronomy. Anyone would like to do the reading of Deuteronomy next week? Okay.
No, I'll read it.
Auntie Carrie. Yes, ma'am. Okay, how about blessing the prayer line? Anyone would like to take on that part? Okay.
Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty, blessing the prayer line. Okay, yes. And the closing prayer. Anyone would like to volunteer for that? Okay, we will cover all those other places. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. And, Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America, Israel, and other nations, our schools, and this prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemies. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Love you all and good night.
Good night. Love you all.
Good night.
Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen. I'd like to leave this with you for the week. Stand strong during adversity. The reading is out of Ephesians 6:13. It says to put on your full suit of armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. In Jesus Christ's holy name, from the Nellis family, we wish you all a blessed week. Good night. Amen. Here, were you still there?
Yes.
You still there?
Yes.
Yeah, you like that song?
Yeah, it's good. We all listen to it.
Y'all all listen to it. Yeah, that's by Tasha Cobb. She's been moving me all week, I tell you. Yeah. Okay, y'all have a blessed evening. I love you.
I love you too.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.